Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We bring him in now, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, friend of the show, Paul Allen. Paul, I picked this team to be a contender in the division and a team that could be one of the top five to win a Super Bowl this year, or at least represent the NFC. So what has gone so horribly wrong?
Billy, what's going on? You and a bunch of others made predictions like that. Then prized free agent acquisition Michael Pierce, defensive tackle, opted out. Danielle Hunter was lost for the season. Anthony Barr was lost for the season. The offensive line had injuries and problems as usual. The kid corners got exposed by A-Raj to start, specifically Cameron Dantzler. And, while one of those rookies, Jeff Gladney, who I think is going to be really good, is getting a lot better, it's just been a confluence of taking hits week after week. Then you get good. A-Raj leaves, ruins that day. We go to Indianapolis, still a work in progress, lose. Then we play really well against Tennessee, Houston, and Seattle, and it looked like it was heading the right way, and then it just it was terrible against Atlanta. They needed the bye, if only so the fans' blood pressure could lower, and here we are.
You talked about all the things that have gone so wrong. So you're talking about a lot of things that are really out of the control of the head coach, correct? Are those things out of the control of Mike Zimmer in for the most part, Paul?
Well, I mean, overall, that there have been moments, and you're an elite football mind, so you know this, where you think you're in a decent spot no matter the circumstances you can't control, and then you start a game against Atlanta and the quarterback throws it right to linebacker Deion Jones on the very first play. In a game, by the way, in antithetical fashion to anything Mike Zimmer believes, they win the toss and take the ball, because they were convinced their offense was going to march down the field and score. So, and that's kind of the modus operandi into that decision and game. And it's, probably not the most popular decision because nobody wins the toss and takes the ball. And then, your quarterback throws that pick. It was just so unbelievably deflating. It's virtually impossible to say, okay, well, the game was over there because you got like 70 offensive plays left. But that really hurt the cause. And, things like that and the third down distance offensively this year has been ridiculous. Or -7 in the take give. It's a bunch of things, man.
You talked about the offensive line. The Packers' pass rush has been getting better. They're figuring some things out with the middle linebacking core. Preston Smith had his best game of the season. Him and Zadarius obviously had big sack totals last year. Do you expect that kind of pressure and that to get better against this offensive line protecting Kirk Cousins on Sunday?
Couple of things here, bud. Petten has done an awesome job against Cousins and against the Vikings offense, whether it's guided by Kevin Stefanski or Gary Kubiak. He's just done a wonderful job. And, on a night in the penultimate of 2019 nationally televised game, we got no Dalvin, we got no Alexander Mattison. The non-obvious creative ways he used 55 and 91, it was fantastic. So he's doing really good work. Now, Kirk is over his last three against Green Bay, over his last two at Lambeau, and last year at Lambeau, it was, for my taste, with all due respect, the worst game of his career because he was playing for the best team of his career, and you know, you get down all those points and then you come charging at Green Bay, which is obviously very difficult to beat, whether it's at Lambeau or period. You know, and then he throws the absurd pick back right of the end zone to Kevin King. So Kirk definitely second guesses things against this defense. And, you know, off the bye and with time to get ready for things and the return of Dalvin Cook, it should be better. If the Vikings don't score a bunch of points in this game, honestly, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they're going to score.
I was going to ask you about all of that because you got Justin Jefferson, who only had a couple of catches in the first contest, has really emerged and played remarkably well. Adam Thielen, I still think, is very, very good. You got Kyle Rudolph, who I think is one of the better tight ends in the league. And then there's Dalvin Cook out of the backfield. The guy that goes to all of them is the quarterback. So is this just a bad year as well for Kirk Cousins, where the inability to hit those guys consistently or to open up holes to get a run? I mean, just the offense seems at times like it just steps on itself.
Yeah, 2018 was closer to bad, certainly, than 2019. In fact, 2019 statistically and from a poise standpoint for Kirk, it was the best season of his career. This is in between, Bill, but it's closer to 2018 because, like, you know, when he's doing a lot of really good things against Tennessee, Houston, or Seattle, specifically Tennessee and Seattle, where they lost tightly contested games against very good teams, that there would be Cousins-related turnovers that would just deflate things. So it's a very interesting dichotomy of what's going into that this year because Jefferson is a star. And, you know, I mean, I've done this 19 years, and I've seen a lot of them come and go. And there aren't many, Bill, outside of Adrian Peterson in 2007, Percy Harvin in 2009, Stephon Diggs when he came in, where you knew immediately that, A, they fit, but, B, they're going to be high-end. And Jefferson absolutely is one of them.
The comparison to Randy Moss has been made to him numerous times that I've heard. I just in listening over the fence there, is that an accurate comparison?
No, you can't do that. You can't. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to compare any rookie to a Hall of Famer. That's freaking absurd. So, I mean, honestly, with all due respect to people making those comparisons, I'd probably begin with Amari Cooper. Justin plays that way a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sidney Rice, they wear the same number. Justin's very good at 50-50 balls. And, you know, he didn't get much run in that first Green Bay game, A, because the game went left-handed from a time of possession standpoint, and secondly, he wasn't ready. You know, and with no preseason games and the virtual offseason, you know, you saw a lot of these rookie receivers, man, really start to take off week three, including Justin. And you know, with these rookie receivers that I've either seen around the league or followed, it wasn't hype. I mean, this is the best receiver draft in the history of the NFL, and Justin's part of it. And if we were to redraft, honestly, I'd probably go C.D. Lamb or Jefferson as the first receiver, and then the other would be the second.
Talking with Paul Allen, voice of the Minnesota Vikings, also a radio host over there on KFAN Radio, where you can hear him. When they got rid of Ngakoue, is that the waving of the white flag in some way, shape, or form, Paul?
That's debatable. Now, I mean, inside, we're not privy to the conversations that they're having about the future. We are 1-5, and we have experienced a fair amount of tumult and tribulation that, like you said earlier, was out of the control of the team. I mean, When you go ahead and take Za'Darius Smith and, say, take Kenny Clark out for the entire season, it's not going to help the cause. And when you lose Anthony Barr and Danielle Hunter for the season, you're behind that cliched eight ball right there, bud. So I'm not going to say they're waving the right white flag. In following Unique all of his career, I never thought he was a fit for the way they do things here. He can sack the quarterback, has some one-trick pony to him, and he's extremely good at it. But overall, they weren't going to extend him, and he just honestly just really didn't fit here, specifically without Danielle.
Talking about the Packers season and specifically the season that Aaron Rodgers is having, we all know Davante Adams is good or great on the verge, depending on, you know, what vernacular you want to talk about. But when it comes to defending this offense, it's drastically different than what we saw 3 years ago under McCarthy, 5 years ago under McCarthy. This is very much motion, movement, get in and out of the huddle, get into a rhythm. How do the Vikings disrupt what the Packers have been doing, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because specifically with the way you laid that out with Devontae and stuff like that, is there are, you know, a couple of conversations that I have on my radio show or with my friends being here in Minnesota, obviously a lot of Green Bay Packer fans. And some of my friends who love the team and also know football, I mean, they were just behind the scenes with me verbally beating the bleep out of Matt LaFleur last year after that Niners game. And I'm like, you got no idea what you're talking about. I mean, this guy just started, and he is exactly the type of coach teams want this day and age. And secondly, with Goody, you know, with not drafting receivers and Jordan Lawrence, it's just how people conveniently forget that the moves for Smith and Smith and Adrian Amos and drafting Darnell Savage, it turned the whole thing around. I mean, It's the Packers have, for the way they played this year, the best safeties tandem in the division, and that's with all due respect to my guys, Harrison Smith and Anthony Harris, and also one of the best duos in the league. So, you know, you get Amos back there with Jair Alexander and King and Savage and the rest of the cats, and he gets everything lined up. He's a very, very smart guy. So, you know, when it comes to A-Rodge, I've said this on my radio show after I watched it back, and I mean it. His performance in that first game at U.S. Bank Stadium this year is the most dominating, in-control quarterback performance I have seen live in my life. And that's every single game I have called live. It's the greatest, it's the most dominating performance I've ever seen. Obviously not having fans played into that. So A-Rodge is in the MVP conversation. If he wins it, I won't be surprised.
Great to talk to you, my friend. Always a pleasure, and best of luck. Love listening to you when I get a chance to flip you guys on, and we will talk again down the road, I'm sure, okay?
Yep, you too, bud. Call anytime, and go Vikes.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Allen, voice of the Minnesota. He's got to say that. It's the Minnesota Vikings. He's the voice, man. He's being paid by them. K-Fan host as well. You can catch his stuff over there. Great to have him on. And great. We did it without a horn. I guess that's the best thing, right? We didn't have to hear the horn. We get a chance to listen to Paul Allen. So Paul joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.